Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We've already talked about the big issues that I have with Trump's tariffs, but today I want to show you how Trump could beast mode the tariffs that he's created. So following the tariffs, Trump got foreign leaders and business executives scrambling to talk to him. Some of the talks are good, some are bad, and the good comments are actually mostly coming from foreign leaders. I think they're trying to be diplomatic, and I'll show you some of those. There are some bad ones as well, and those are coming mostly from business leaders in the U.S. So let me show you first the ones that are coming from foreign leaders. This is from the president of Taiwan. I'll put it up on the screen for you to see. I think this is pretty indicative of what we're seeing from most foreign leaders right now. He said, Taiwan does not seek retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Instead, we'll start talking from bilateral zero tariffs to ensure Taiwan's competitiveness, will increase U.S. imports and adopt other measures. Working together, we'll usher in a golden age of shared prosperity. Boom. That's awesome. It is, because look, what Taiwan is saying right there is that they're going to take the tariffs off the United States and they're going to buy more from us. That's what they're saying. And that is fantastic. Here's the thing though. That is only if we drop the tariffs on Taiwan. That is what he's saying. And so what I'll show you is how Trump can finesse this all. In just a second, I'll show you after I show the business leaders' tweets and what they're saying. But Trump could really finesse this. And I think that he could create an economic kind of change in the United States that we've never seen before. It's that golden age that he's talking about. But first, I want to show you what Americans are saying. This is one of my big concerns, and Spencer says as well. This is Spencer Hackamian. You can tell me if I'm wrong on that. I'll put it up on the screen for you right now. This is what he said. He said, what the heck is going to happen to the small family-run business and all its employees that imports $1 million a month from China or Vietnam or Cambodia? That's now going to get hit with a $500,000 a month tariff bill. I personally know hundreds of businesses run on this exact business model. And this is absolutely true. And this is a huge problem. As I'll talk about, there's a way Trump can fix all of that. But that's the biggest concern right now is actually small businesses. People are talking right now, oh, it's just the rich people who are struggling because of the stock market. It's actually not. I have two small businesses myself. I can see how this will destroy small businesses in many ways. As I'll talk about, I don't think that has to be the case. What I want to show you now, this is from Bill Ackman. If you don't know who Bill Ackman is, he was one of the top supporters of Donald Trump in this cycle, this election cycle. He's a billionaire. And he had, it's a pretty long tweet, but it's really good. I'll show it to you. If you're just listening, I'll read it for you. It basically perfectly outlines how I feel about the Trump tariffs. And I think he really lays out well how Trump can turn this into a monumental moment for America. So without further ado, this is what Bill Ackman says. He says, the country is 100% behind the president on fixing a global system of tariffs that has disadvantaged the country. But business is a confidence game, and confidence depends on trust. President Donald Trump has elevated the tariff issue to the most important geopolitical issue in the world, and he's gotten everyone's attention. So far, so good. All that's true. I'm going to pause there. That is so true. Getting the attention on the issue is huge, and I'll talk about why it's so huge in a second. And yes, other nations have taken advantage of the U.S. by protecting their home industries at the expense of millions of our jobs and economic growth in our country. But by placing massive and disproportionate tariffs on our friends and our enemies alike, and thereby launching a global economic war against the whole world at once, we're in the process of destroying confidence in our country as a trading partner, as a place to do business, and as a market to invest capital. The president has an opportunity to call a 90-day timeout, negotiate and resolve unfair asymmetrical tariff deals, and induce trillions of dollars of new investment in our country. If, on the other hand, on April 9th, we launch economic nuclear war, April 9th, just so you all know, he released on April 2nd the tariff plan. April 9th is when this gets implemented. Bill Ackman continues. He says, if on the other hand, on April 9th, we launch economic nuclear war on every country in the world, business investment will grind to a halt, consumers will close their wallets and pocketbooks, and we will severely damage our reputation with the rest of the world. That will take years and potentially decades to rehabilitate. What CEO, and what he's talking from his perspective now as a billionaire, what CEO and what board of directors will be comfortable making large long-term economic commitments in a country in the middle of an economic nuclear war? I don't know of one that will do so. And I'm going to pause here really quick. I understand I've seen a lot of kind of anti-billionaire sentiment right now online because of all of what's going on and how people feel like the stock market is just geared towards billionaires. I understand that sentiment. But what he's saying here, I think, is fairly simple, which is that he's saying, as a billionaire himself, he's saying, I can't invest in this sort of market. And it turns out what investment does is it grows companies, which then hires people. So as he'll get into here, it's going to hurt the consumer and it's going to hurt the worker, which is the opposite of what Donald Trump really wants. He says, I don't know of one who will do so. When markets crash, new investment stops, consumers stop spending money, and businesses have no choice but to curtail investment and fire workers. And it's not just the big companies that will suffer. Small and medium-sized businesses and entrepreneurs will experience much greater pain. Almost no business can pass through an overnight massive increase in cost to their customers. And that's true even if they have no debt. And unfortunately, there's a massive amount of leverage in the system. He finishes off this way. Business is a confidence game. The president is losing the confidence of business leaders around the globe. The consequences for our country and the millions of our citizens who have supported the president, in particular low-income consumers who are already under a huge amount of economic stress, are going to be severely negative. This is not what we voted for. The president has an opportunity. I have to take one more stop. The whole reason why Donald Trump was put in at the end of the day was because of the pain that the Biden administration was causing. We did not vote for, as J.D. Vance and President Trump have said themselves, they haven't told us how short, but a short-term pain in order to get a greater outcome. Even if that were true, and I don't believe tariffs will do that, but even if it were true, that's not what we voted for. That's not what they promised in their election cycle and in their campaign. And I think, personally, that a good person delivers on their promises. It's what Donald Trump did in his first term, and I think that he has a responsibility to do that in his second term. This is what Bill Ackman finishes with. He says, the president has an opportunity on Monday to call a timeout and have the time to execute on fixing an unfair tariff system. Alternatively, we are heading for self-induced economic nuclear winter, and we should start hunkering down. May cooler heads prevail. So beautifully said by Ackman. If Trump sticks to the tariffs, it will be nuclear economic war. It will. And I still have not heard one slightly good argument to the contrary. I mean, I've had a few people pop into the comments or on X and say, oh, just trust Trump. Guys, trust Trump's not an argument. It's like, tell me why I should trust Trump, and maybe I will. I like Donald Trump, but you're not giving me any reason to on the economic face. No one agrees that this is a good idea. The most conservative economic minds, Thomas Sowell, came out and said, no, this is a horrible idea. I'm sorry, I trust Thomas Sowell probably more than anyone. He's a beast, and I think most people would agree with that. So this is where I come to where Trump could do something truly historic. And a lot of people are looking at this super doomsday-esque. I don't actually see it that way. I think it could be really good. He has the attention. This is what Bill Ackman said. He's got the attention of at least 50 world leaders. We know 50 world leaders. I mean, he's got the attention of everyone. But we know at least 50 world leaders have actually called him up and want to negotiate. I'm assuming all of those, for the most part, are our allies. And so now his opportunity is set up, essentially, to set up these individual meetings with each one and say, you know what? I've actually decided I'm going to double your tariff rate. The one he put on April 2nd, he should say, no, I'm actually going to double that, I've decided. But I will, and I'm going to enact it tomorrow, but I'll take it off if you promise to divest from China, invest more fully in the United States, and drop all your tariffs on us. If Trump did that to all 50 people that call him up, it would be one of the biggest economic U.S. wins in history. Just thinking about that. 50 countries promise in one day to drop all tariffs against the United States and invest more in us. It would be so huge. And then Trump can say this is his plan all along. He could just say that. He could be like, yeah, this is what I was trying to do. And I think he should do it. I think that'd be fantastic. There's only two problems with all of that. The first is that he and J.D. Vance have explicitly said this is not their plan. And you could say, oh, it's just part of the longer deal. This is just, you know, the big deal. They got to act. They got to play the part in order to make the deal. Fair enough. But how are we supposed to know? And again, as Bill Ackman said, business is built on trust. And when you have politicians potentially lying to you, that cuts trust. Therefore, it cuts investment and jobs and it inflates prices. So that's the first problem. Like they've said, it is a long-term economic strategy, which again would be so catastrophic. But the second problem with all of this is actually a bigger problem for Trump on both sides, which is that the courts will actually shoot down the tariffs anyway. These tariffs are not going to stand. Basically, Trump needs these tariffs right now, these potential tariffs to be there for the leverage, because if he doesn't have these, he has no leverage. It turns out the president does not have the power to unilaterally put down tariffs. That right is reserved to Congress. Congress has all the right to enact taxes. Tariffs are a tax. And so, believe me, a circuit court that is not friendly to Trump will come in and rule that this is completely unconstitutional. I even think the Supreme Court itself will unanimously overrule Trump on this. And so Trump needs to act quickly where there's actually leverage on these countries, because if, you know, they come in and strike it down, it's a loss for Trump politically, because everyone's going to feel like he was trying to tank the economy and he was never able to fully realize his strategy. And it's a loss for the American people, because then he doesn't get to use that leverage to get us into a better place. If he doesn't get this done, inflation will jump. Republicans are going to be toast in the midterms, and small businesses will go out of business. I sincerely hope Trump basically does exactly what Bill Ackman says. He takes the leverage, he uses it, and he creates one of the best economic wins in U.S. history. Did you know that hundreds of thousands of Americans are losing millions of dollars this year just because they forget to file their taxes? This year, 88% of filers are going to get a return of at least $3,000, guys, but many are choosing not to file, thinking they're going to lose money. And in reality, they're leaving money on the table. And that's why I partnered with QuickTax America. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year. And unlike the other services, just because it's a week before taxes are due, they're not raising rates. They do all federal tax returns for only $69. It's one transparent price, because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they do all the work for you. They run dozens of simulations on your taxes to make sure that they get you the biggest and best return possible. All you gotta do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest of the work. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. I wanna show you this throwback video of Oprah and a whole audience of people listening to Trump talk about the tariff ideas way back when that he is now proposing today. Take a look.
You took out a full page ad in major U.S. newspapers last year criticizing U.S. foreign policy. What would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies, forgetting about the enemies you can't talk to so easily, I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something's going to happen over the next number of years with this country, because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion, and yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
So this is another reason why I don't buy it when people say, oh, well, Trump is just using the tariffs as a negotiation. He's been thinking about this a long time. Like, he's been talking about this for decades. I actually think this is something that's pretty core to Trump. It's something that he believes. And he has said himself, by the way, in the last week, him and J.D. Vance have both said, this is not a negotiation. He said this is a long-term thing. But here's the thing, guys. If, and I've talked about, I don't like the tariffs. This is horrible. If enough people come out and they say, can we please have first-term Trump economic policies back? I think that he can change course and make it a negotiation tactic, even if that wasn't his original intent, and I'm all for that. Hey guys, I want to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right there. It's only $9.99 on Amazon, or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. So go check it out right now. I talk about how the left has literally devolved into a cult. Talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it, so go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.